What gets reported on AP11D? Understanding what gets reported on AP11D is crucial for any employer providing certain expenses and benefits to employees. This mandatory form details the benefits employees receive because of their work. It's not just about listing items, it's about accurately valuing each benefit. So, let's take a quick look at what the P11D encompasses and how to handle its complexities. P11D, what gets reported? You've made your way to this article. So, the chances are you're filling in AP11D and are unsure whether a benefit of some description needs reporting. Therein lies the crux of the difficulty around the form. Knowing what gets reporting in AP11D can be tricky. The P11D form, though, is a vital document for employers. It meticulously outlines the various benefits that employees receive as part of their employment. It's not merely a formality but a crucial declaration of the value each employee has gained. This value could reflect the actual cash price, the prevailing market value, or the notional cost borne by the employer. Benefits to include on AP11D. As such, the array of benefits that typically feature in a P11D form includes, but is not limited to, company car, a staple of employee perks, representing a significant benefit, van benefit. For employees who utilize a van for both work and private purposes, gift vouchers, a popular choice for employee incentives and rewards, private medical insurance, often offered as part of a comprehensive benefits package, accommodation, provided to employees, especially when relocation is involved, pecuniary bills, bills paid by the employer that would otherwise be a personal expense, employee loans, loans provided at favorable rates, exclusively for employees, professional, private memberships, subscriptions that support an employee's professional development. Calculating the precise value of these benefits can sometimes present a challenge. These are often varied both in nature and the conditions under which they are provided. It's a task that calls for careful consideration. So, what else do you need to consider when it comes to P11Ds? Here are a few helpful pointers from our P11D experts. The value of accuracy. Remember, when filing your P11D, precision is your best friend. The value you report must reflect reality. Whether it's a sleek company car or a subscription to a trade body, the numbers must add up correctly. Miss the mark, and you could face HMRC scrutiny. Streamlining your P11D process. As with any tax-related task, the P11D can seem daunting. So, it's important to approach it with a strategic mindset. By understanding what gets reported on AP11D in the first place, you'll be starting on the right foot. Then, implement a system to track these benefits throughout the year. That way you'll save time when reporting season arrives. We're here to help. Finally, remember us. Should you find yourself uncertain about the specifics of what to report, remember we're here to help. Our expertise in what gets reported on AP11D will ensure that you stay compliant. Moreover, we are also best placed to ensure you avoid common pitfalls and accurately convey the value of the benefits your employees enjoy. So, why not reach out? Together, let's ensure your reporting is accurate and stress-free. If you'd like to speak to one of our experts about P11Ds, please call 01243 782 423 or email from our contact page and we will be in touch. We also update our YouTube channel regularly with new content. See here. Lewis Brownlee YouTube channel.